Yes, hello, this is Danhausen here, very nice for evil, and you are listening to Bob After Dark. Subscribe or be cursed.
From Mothman and Nessie to the spirit that haunts your home, welcome to Bob After Dark, a podcast about legends, lore, and the supernatural. So turn your lights down and your volume up and enjoy your trip to the shadows.
Oh, hey there, children of the night, and welcome to Bob After Dark, the show that takes you into the shadows and goes and says hello, everything that goes bump in the night. I'm your host, the most that enjoys toast, Bob, and alongside of me, as always, for the past 5 years, my friend, my brother, my producer, Count Panic himself. Oh, hey there, Count Panic.
Oh, hey there, Bob. Yes, it seems like just yesterday we were doing an episode of Uno of Bob After Dark. And here we are, Bob, 5 years later, big fifth anniversary special, big Halloween episode. My, oh, my. I think we might as well hang it up after this.
Pretty much.
We can't top this.
Last episode, folks. No, I joke. I know, you know, we'll get to that stuff here in a moment. We'll get a quick weekend update from Count.
Yeah, Bob, it was, you know, these weekends have been pretty nice here in October. As we film this right now, it was 80 degrees today, Bob, and late October. It's kind of insane when you think about it, but had a good weekend, Bob, you know, getting all that fall solstice activity in that you can get, but all in all, a pretty great end of October weekend. How about you?
Not too bad, man. I, what did I do? Oh, this weekend was just crazy. So
crazy.
We had our booking at the Markstown Library on Thursday.
Yes, thanks to them.
Yes, big shout out to our new fans at the Markstown Public Library / Community Center.
Yeah.
We had like 20 kids there that we were entertaining. It was a good time.
The kids were eager to learn about the ghost, and our gracious host got us there, and just all in all, a great time.
And then the South Shore Ghostbusters came to give a hand too. So it was an all around. It was a good time for what we needed it to be, and I'm glad we were able to get back to the community a little bit and do that. Friday, I was on a bus tour doing the Southside Night Paranormal Nightlife tour with Graveside Paranormal, and then Saturday I was at the Roth House for 12 hours for the Watsika Wonder Fest. I was a tour guide / paranormal investigator on that. And then Sunday it was Halloween time for me and Vex, and we had the trick-or-treaters, so we prepped for that, and here I am now. I have not stopped moving in 30 days.
No,
I am going crazy, and we have a big one on Saturday. Is the Extra Life Day of Play for me. Our big 24-hour marathon is this upcoming Saturday. I'm actually teaming up with my buddy Norm from the Windy City Ghostbusters, our RIT specialist on the show.
24 hours.
That's what I've been raising money for all year. 24 hours to go.
How does that work, though, Bob?
I stay up and play. I have a schedule out of games. You guys can find that on the social media. But we're going to be doing 24 hours of game. My schedule is full of fun stuff.
But do you get to sleep at any point?
No. I mean, we can, you know, if we give up. But the plan's to try to make it for the full 24.
Yeah, I mean, Bob. But say you do need a little quick nap, you probably could squeeze one in.
You could squeeze one in, sure. But I am, the whole plan is to try to make it until for the full 24. Yeah. Or if I do call it at like 3, you know, take a 3-hour nap, wake up at 6, and then get my streaming done. Because we're doing ours from 9 a.m. to 9 a.m.
You need like a stand-in, maybe, like a replacement.
So that's what Norm's for. But the problem is he's streaming too, because he's doing it for Windy City.
You need a stand-in for the stand-in.
Stand-in for the stand-in.
Yeah. Well, that's great, Bob. All for a good cause.
Absolutely. So that's what I am looking forward to. And then Next week, we will not be here, correct? Because that is election.
Yeah, it's the spookiest night of the year.
Spookiest night of the year, election.
We're not
going to
be on it, though.
There will not be a show next week.
Unless you want to give political analysis.
Nobody wants my political opinion, folks. And by the way, last time I was here, I was explaining my cadence for everybody that's watching live at home on Jed TV. Mm-hmm. Normally, I'm sitting in front of Count Panic.
Yeah.
And I can just, you know, look straight up ahead and look up and I can talk to him. But now I have a new camera set up. So my cadence goes from here, which is looking at the audience or maybe just looking up to see Panic, mm-hmm. to now I have to turn to my right to see him.
Kind of like Johnny Carson.
Kind of like Johnny Carson. So if you guys are looking at me straight on and you see me looking this way,
I'm here.
It's because I'm looking at Panic.
Right here. Yep. Bob, we have a phone call.
We have our first call of the night.
No, it could be anybody.
Caller on the air.
Mr. Bob, how's it going? This is your good friend Chuck.
Chuck, how's it going, sir?
It's going great, man. I just saw you guys were live, and I actually had an encounter recently at school, and I thought of you.
I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, I went to the bathroom, and I was walking back down this like long hallway, and there's no doorways like in this part of the hallway at all. And like there was this little old lady walking towards me, just, you know, little old lady like. Gray, like white curly hair, walking with a cane, and I thought nothing of it because just, you know, looked normal to me. I thought maybe like a teacher or something, you know.
Sure.
And I looked down at my phone to text my wife, and I looked back up, and she was just gone.
Huh.
And I'm like, and I turned around, and I looked, and I'm like, there's no way she turned around and made it back around the corner because it was a good, probably 15, 20 yards, and there was no doorways for her to walk into, and she didn't walk past me.
Huh.
What do you make of that, Bob?
And I just kind of, and I just looked around, and I'm like, what the hell just happened?
Where, may I ask where you go to school, Chuck?
It was Ivy Tech in Valparaiso.
Ivy Tech? That's a newer building, right? Out there?
Yeah. Oh, that's what I thought, too, yeah. So I was like, it was wild, and I even texted my wife about it, and I told her, and she's like, oh, you're full of shit. I'm like, no, I swear to God, I'm not.
Chuck, oh, yeah. You're on radio.
It's okay.
We're it's okay. Nothing like getting the FCC fines.
5 years, we got to get one FCC fine around here.
Chuck, my friend, I think we're okay with that one. Just don't drop anymore.
My bad.
It's okay, man. I appreciate you calling in. It's an interesting case. Nothing like getting the heebie-jeebies after just walking around going to school.
Yeah, it was. I mean, I wasn't even expecting it. I was just literally walking, and like I hadn't. I mean, I've had past stuff before, but I haven't seen, you know, anything like that in quite a while, so I wasn't even thinking of it, and it was wild. Yeah.
Well, thank you for calling in, yeah. Chuck, and giving my poor sensor over there a fright.
Well, to remind people, though, remind people, Bob, one time, you're pretty good at this show. Bob goes on the morning show.
I never got asked back on the morning show.
Bob's about 3 years into the show already, and he goes on the morning show. He cusses, and then they never invite him back on the morning show. So that's where we're at here.
Oh, my yeah, God. So that's
9,
fair.
9 p.m. You know, we're good. 9 p.m. is only adults up right now. No children. So.
Well, thanks for calling in, Chuck. I appreciate it. You're actually the first caller. We're looking for 10 more to break the record for tonight's anniversary. So
that's awesome. Yeah.
So tell people to listen in and call in with their ghost stories, Chuck.
Awesome. I will, dude.
All right, man. Have a good one. Thanks for calling in.
You too. Take it easy.
And Bob, what's the number here?
219-845-1100.
219-845-1100. Now, the record's what, 10?
10. So now we're at – so we'd have to hit 11. So now we have 10 callers.
9 to tie it.
So 9 to tie, 10 to beat.
Wow. All
right. But thanks for calling in, Chuck. We really appreciate it. Anywho, Count, hello to you, by the way.
Yeah, hello, Bob.
So anyway, Bob After Dark is your weekly-ish show where we talk about legends, lore, and the supernatural, things that go bump in the night, lights in the sky, weird cryptid stories. And, of course, Count Panic's favorite, I don't know. What's your favorite memory on the show?
Oh, geez, Bob, we're digging back into the... one time you were on the morning show, I think, was my favorite memory. But, you know, the shows themselves, you know, there's certain subject matters that are... little more hum dingers than others. I like the, you know, when we did the kind of one of the top stuff Oh, geez, we got a couple more coming here. I'm going to put them in order. But maybe the ones where we talked about the Scrooge, the ghosts of Christmas.
That was a good episode. Sad because we don't have Anthony with us and show on him anymore. But, you know, it's a good memory.
Okay.
Now, folks, before we go to the calls,
for
our live fans, I'm assuming we're going to get more calls tonight because it's our anniversary show. So tonight's lore of the week is just kind of loosely based on Halloween and the news stories. So we're just tonight's open line. So it's a little different than what we normally do.
It's like Larry King here.
Well, let's take caller number two.
Zula Falls.
All right. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, Bob. It's Mark from the South Shore Ghostbusters.
Hello, Mark from the South Shore Ghostbusters.
Just wanted to call and say happy anniversary to you and Panic.
Thank you.
Hope you guys have a good show.
We appreciate that. Thank you. Got a paranormal story you'd like to share?
I don't really have one off the top of my head. We've seen so many crazy things, me and you together, so and then some. So
that's fair. Well, thank you so much for calling in, nonetheless, and getting us one step closer to our record.
Yeah, let's hope you break the record tonight.
Now we're down to single digits. 9 more to go.
Bob Thanks. Gets a watch if he gets
a. Do I get a watch at 11? Mark, thanks for calling in, man. I appreciate it.
No problem, Bob.
All right, have a good one.
How about that? Good and great to see Mark earlier this week too.
Next caller on the line. You're on the air, caller.
Hey, good evening, Bob. How you doing?
John, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you? Hey, I don't have no stories. I just want to call you up, buddy, and wish you a happy 5th anniversary of you and the Count on the Air. Many more to you. I believe I just missed 2 or 3 calls at the most in those 5 years, so I'm proud of that record as far as also as I'm proud of you guys.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thank you.
And, hey, all you WJOB listeners out there, I know you're not sleeping getting ready to call Tom Daverton in the morning. So let's come on, get up. You know, I know you guys are out up there. You ain't, it was only 9 o'clock. Give Bob and Tony a call and wish them a happy 5th year anniversary on the WJOB airwaves. So I'm calling all you guys out.
Oh, well, thanks, Sean. John is laid down.
If you reach 10 callers, I might buy all these callers a beer at Big Frank's. So,
oh, my goodness. Now you're talking. Don't be tempting me with that Polish beer because I love that stuff.
Whatever you guys want. Whatever you guys
Sounds
want.
Sounds good, John.
How about that?
All right, Bob.
Talk to you soon, John. Thank you so much.
Sure.
All right, Count. So the number is 9. 9 callers left.
That was 3 already.
That's 3, so we're down to 9. 8.
I was going to say, my math, you just keep raising the bar here. That was, so that 8 more to break the record.
Anywho, because you and I can't math, apparently, or I can't math, apparently.
And, you know,
so,
even if
you
have a ghost story, call
how the show
hi.
Is typically structured is I have some weird spooky news of the week. That's where you, the fans, and me, the Bob, go scouring the internet for the weird and the unusual news. Anything from ghost encrypted sightings making it onto major media, anything from lights in the sky being photographed, weird advances in science that borderline on science fiction, or just general overall high strangeness. And tonight, for our 5-year anniversary, guess what?
What's that?
I have 4 stories.
Okay, sure.
Normally it's 3, but because it's our 5th, I decided to use 4.
Not 5 stories.
You would think that would make more sense. To be fair, I do have 5 stories.
Okay.
Because I have one that's, I don't know the validity to, and I don't have the contact information to reach out to find out. There has been reports of a Mothman sighting at ISU in Bloomington, Illinois.
ISU in Bloomington.
We have a caller.
We do.
Hold on, caller, 1 second. I'll be right there. I don't have much to say about it other than there was 2 okay. sightings of what they believe or the paranormal investigator in that neck of the woods. His name's Hen Paranormal, I believe. Okay. I tried to reach out via TikTok, so I don't know if you could get this. If somebody could get this to that guy, but he has the news report of 2. And you have like 50,000 followers in the literal sense. You have like 50K. And I know you probably get buried with this stuff, but I don't have a contact info for you. So if somebody could get this to the guy, I'd appreciate it because I'd love to hear about more about the sightings. But there were 2 in Bloomington at ISU.
You called me a couple weeks ago saying he was in Kautz. Mothman was in
Kautz. It wasn't Mothman. It was the anniversary, by the way, of the lights that were saw at Kautz.
Okay.
But anyway, we have a caller on.
We do have a caller, Bob.
All right, caller, you're on the air.
It is Tony's cousin, Elise Tanner. How are you?
Elise, she's called in.
Elise, hello, how are you?
I'm doing good. I'm calling to wish you a happy 5th anniversary because it is your 5th anniversary on the air. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Today. They said it couldn't be done. They said it shouldn't be done.
They said it shouldn't be done. I still think it shouldn't be done.
You guys broke all the rules, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah. Something like that. We're swearing on the show now. It's chaos.
Everybody be careful.
Nothing but fun. Hey, did you happen to hear about that UFO sighting that touched down like in D.C. last week?
No. How come I don't have
this? You
missed
it, Bob?
How did I miss this?
Oh, no.
Come on, guys.
Man, I have a story from Poland this week. I got nothing.
You're going outside the country.
I guess I went outside the country. I got tired of it. I was going over there. But anyway, no, what do you know about it? Let me hear it.
Well, what I know is I'll have to look it up and get back to you with the details, but it was very, very hush-hush. Quite a few people saw it. It was in the evening, and, you know, when the police were coming around, they were like, you know, don't worry about it. It's nothing to Don't worry, you didn't really see too much. You know, kind of just pushing them off like that. But there were quite a few witnesses that saw it. And I don't know if it was lights or an actual craft or what it was, because I have so many other paranormal cryptid things going on in my mind. It's hard to keep track.
Oh, it's totally understandable.
UFOs.
But I can find out more information for you and pass it along to my cousin Tony.
Sounds good. I don't know who Tony is, but yeah, 100%.
Count Panic, we'll do that.
Well, yeah, I'd love to hear that. That works for me.
Okay, good. What else have you been working on? What's been going on?
So, Lisa, it's a great question. This entire month, I haven't stopped working on things. In fact, I even had to kill one project midway through the month because I couldn't keep up.
You got stressed.
I got the stress level literally almost killed me, guys. Oh,
that's not good.
No,
the
it's just
get,
I booked
the more you're gonna.
I booked a lot.
Learn to relax.
Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
October's tough.
Well, October's tough. So it was booking multiple library events during the week. We have another one.
Okay, no, good.
Oh, I had multiple library events during weeks. I had bus tours, ghost investigations. I had my annual trick or treat day, which is, you know, my big my big day. Oh, jeez.
You got to take a nap.
I don't know. I got so sick last week. Then the Extra Life fundraiser 2 weeks ago. That got me sick. You know, it's just
playing video games for 24 hours.
No, that wasn't. That one's this upcoming Saturday. But it's just, it's been busy.
The older you get, the harder it is. You need to learn to relax a little bit more and take care of your health. That's all I can say.
That's fair. Maybe someday I'll learn it.
I'm turning 59 this year, so, you know.
That's hard to believe.
Happy hanging in there till 60.
Couple months. Yeah, I know, right? I hate it.
We're not going to think about that.
No, I don't even want to know. I don't want to know about the 5-0. I don't even want to be at the 4-0. It's inching.
We're almost at the 4-0.
It's inching. It's inching along.
But I will say this. If there is an inspiration, it is Tony's dad, John. I mean, he is just so, like, young at heart, on the go. I mean, I wish it could be him. He's just,
he is.
Keeps it moving.
He's walked that dog bed all around. It's, you know, it's keeps him youthful.
I know. Well, it was good talking to you. I'll let you guys go. And listen, I'll find out more about that Washington sighting, and I'll touch base with Tony and let him know. And then also, I have got a, it's not a disc, it's not a drone, it's something I recorded in the sky that is, Tony witnessed it.
I saw this.
Didn't you
on
my phone?
Yeah.
It
was crazy.
So I need to get that to you somehow, some way.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
well,
get the
you
video,
can get
we'll
it to me,
it.
Email
yeah.
it to me or whatever.
Perfect.
All right, thank you so much for calling in, Counts Cousin. Yeah. We appreciate you.
Thank you. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
Yeah, at least
that's
you.
Two.
Bye.
That's two Counts family members.
There
we at now? What number is that, 4?
So 7.
Seven
if
more
break,
to go.
If we want to break the record, 7 more.
7 more to go.
So, 1100.
All right, you ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay,
go
so wait. My first okay. news story of the night, other than the, so the second news story other than the Mothman ISU's excuse me, the sighting. I have one here from AP News, and that is funeral home in Poland apologizes after corpse falls out of a hearse in the middle of busy traffic.
That happens.
In Warsaw, where our ancestors are from, a funeral home in Poland issued an unusual apology on Saturday after a corpse that was it was transporting fell out of the hearse and into oncoming traffic. Polish media reported that a man was driving down a street Friday in Stalowa Wola, a city in southeastern Poland, when he first saw a sheet on his car window. When the sheet slid down, he saw a body lying on the road. And for a moment, the driver feared that he actually hit a person. Local media published an image of the corpse lying on a white-stripped pedestrian crossing where it tumbled out of the hearse. The company transporting the corpse, Hades Funeral Services, what a name.
Really?
That's a name. Issued a statement Saturday taking responsibility for the incident and blaming a technical failure of the hearse. It is with deep regret that we inform you that it is a result of an unexpected technical failure of an electric tailgate lock in the hearse during transportation of a body of the deceased. An unfortunate event occurred which does not reflect on the high standards of our company, our deep empathy towards the families of the deceased, and respect we always show to the deceased, the company wrote in a statement posted on its website. It apologized to all those who were disappointed and upset by this event. Hashtag panic stake.
That'd be very disappointing. It's something like you'd see in like a comedy movie. I feel like the hearse falling out of the coffin falling out of it. But you know what? In Poland, they got together over there. They could make up for it for sure. But Warsaw is the and what a crazy name for a funeral company.
Hades Funeral Service. I mean, the name rings, right?
Yeah. But you know what, Bob? This stuff, I'm sure, happens more times than we think. Not just Poland, but all throughout the world. I'm sure people are just dropping out on the road left and right.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. Ready for... Oh, I didn't even give you my take.
Well, what's your take, Bob?
Now you have one haunted crosswalk.
I hope,
Count Panic, that family got something off on the funeral services.
Yeah, I'm sure you get something.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
And this, my friend, is why I want national cremation. Then you don't have to worry about lugging my cadaver around.
Well, there you go. Unless they spill it.
Are you, I have, the next story is that image I showed you earlier.
Yeah, I got
Do you have that up and ready to go or
yeah.
no?
Yeah, no, okay. I'm good here.
All right. So next one comes to us from the New York Post. With the title, Alien-like creature washes up on beach stunning visitors, the freakiest thing I've ever seen. Shuck, shuck, ghosts. Excuse me, guys, I'm a little dry-throated. Hold on.
And if you're watching on Jet TV, I got some photos.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, Cal. Appreciate you.
Yeah.
All right, so Shuck Shuck Goose. Social media users were shocked over an alien creature that washed ashore in Australia with some labeling, it is the freakiest thing they'd ever seen. I've never seen anything quite like this before, wrote C. Denzier's discoverer Vicky Evans in a post with a photo on a community Facebook page. Nature never ceases to amaze me. The beach Comer happens across the freaky flotsam while walking along the Horseshoe Bay in Port Elliot, South Australia, the advertiser reported. It is a strange, strange image. It's all, like how I could describe this at home. It's like clear. What's the word? When it's opaque. Translucent.
Yeah.
It's like a translucent tentacle, like a row of translucent tentacles, like a long stretch of them with almost like fins on the ends of the tentacles.
Kind of looks like that, right?
I've never seen anything like this before.
And this picture here, why would you let get your dog get close to an alien?
Yeah,
like
especially trying to lick it, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's how you get alien
dogs. Be a better dog parent, man. But Evans include photo of the oceanic oddity, which is long and riddled with gelatinous tendrils that are tipped with shells like maritime hair braid beads. Many Facebook users were equally baffled by the vermicelli-esque tentacles, with one writing, that might be just the freakiest thing I've ever seen. And wow, it's just long, judging by the scale of the dog, referring to the curious pooch seen inspecting the creature in the photo. As it turns out, the aliens were actually goose barnacles, a species of communal crustacean that attaches itself to floating objects on weirs or piers, or even washed up on the shore, as the case with the colony in question. University of South Australia marine ecologist Dr. Zoe Doubleday said that she was surprised by the mass of the cluster, which she suspected broke off from the mothership and floated ashore. I've never seen anything like it, and it just might be an old pylon from a jetty or some piece of marine infrastructure that has been in the water for such a long time to grow a dense cluster of barnacles, the scientist said. It has been here for a very, very long time. Despite resembling oysters and clams, the ocean inhabitant is more closely related to lobsters and crabs, Doubleday shared. They even house a small shrimp-like jointed legs inside their shells, using their appendages to filter out plankton and other food from water. And much like their claw-bearing brethren, goose barnacles are considered a delicacy, especially in Portugal and Spain, where they're referred to as percebes and served with melted butter. To eat a percebe, and I might be pronouncing that wrong, it's P-E-R-C-E-B-E, grasp the shell, tear off the skin and encasing its neck, and be aware that you're sitting in a splash zone, at least as Skira instructs. Each time you remove a goose neck barnacle casing, expect a bit of brine to spurt in your face. We have a caller.
We do.
Take it live.
Take it live.
Caller, you're on the air at number 5.
Hey, this is Mad Mac. How are you guys doing tonight?
Hello, Mac.
Counts.
Mac.
Counts,
I usually call you guys a dork on WJLB, but you two guys are okay in my book.
We'll
all them dorks are in the morning and in the afternoon over there. Mad Mac gets crazy a little bit sometimes, but I want to wish you a happy anniversary, guys.
Yeah. Thanks, Mac. We appreciate it.
Yeah, okay, we'll see ya. All right. I gotta go to bed now. I could call them dorks in the morning.
Oh, thanks, appreciate.
Thanks, Mad Mac.
All right, so
that counts.
That counts. We got 5. Thank you, Mad Mac. We
so
appreciate.
Now we're a 6. Left.
Six left to go.
Yeah. All right, we just have
Mad Mac. Get some sleep. Sound like you were rough there.
He's always sound rough.
Anyway, they are, so hashtag panics take.
Yeah, Bob, again, it looks like, I'm looking at the screen there again, it looks like an alien-like creature. You said it's confirmed not to be, but Bob, you just never know. And again, don't let your dog, if you do find an alien on the ground, don't let your dog go up and lick it. That's how you get alien dogs.
But not good.
No, but it's a good story.
Yes.
It just broke today.
Sorry, I'm still laughing at.
You're still thinking about Mad Mac.
Mad Mac, not Mad, Mad Max.
Not Mad Max. That's the movie.
The Australian movie with the dog.
Yeah.
You're looking at the phone.
No, I'm just. Oh, well, White Ryan did that.
All
right. We did get a call.
You're on the air, caller.
Who do we think it
Hello,
is?
Hello, it's Tiffany.
Oh, hi, Tiffany.
Hi, and I'd love to know what Bob and Panic's favorite treat is for Halloween.
Well, that's a great question. Tiffany, where are you calling from?
Racine, Wisconsin.
Oh, excellent. Well, thanks for calling in, Tiffany, from Racine, Wisconsin. Count, what's your answer?
Favorite treat?
Yeah, favorite treat during Halloween, she says.
I mean, candy-wise, I like Kit Kats. I like getting Kit Kats. But you know what? I know a lot of people are against it, but come on, Bob. Candy corn is not bad at all.
That's really good.
That's a good answer. Me, I am a Twix are my favorite. So Twix, then Kit Kat, back to back with a Crunch Bar thrown in there.
Yeah.
So any one of those three are my favorites.
Yeah. All right. Well,
what's
your favorite? Good.
Yeah. What's your favorite, Tiffany?
My favorite is the Butterfinger.
You like Butterfingers?
Yep.
That's good to know. Nobody lays a finger on her Butterfingers. Tiffany, are you a longtime listener of Bob After Dark?
Absolutely.
What's your favorite episode?
Oh, geez. Don't put people on the spot now.
Honestly, it is when y'all describe what you want for Halloween, your treats.
There you go.
Excellent. That's I like
memory.
To hear that.
Poor memory.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you, Vix. I mean, Tiffany from Racine.
Almost. Almost blew the cover.
Almost blew the cover. Have a good one, Tiffany from Wisconsin.
Bye.
Bye.
How many Tiffany's from Wisconsin do you know?
Not many, I guess. Yeah. Or, you know, we are big in Wisconsin.
We are. But
we're down to 4 callers, by
candy
the way.
Candy corn? Yay or nay?
I like candy corn.
I like candy corn.
People are ridiculous.
Yeah. You can only eat it once a year, really, right?
All right. You ready to move on to the next news article?
Yeah.
All right. So real-life vampire, by the way, this is from the New York Post. I should have said that. Real-life vampire considered so dangerous she was padlocked inside a grave with a sickle at her neck, archaeologists discovered. This is written by Brooks Steinberg, by the way. Just in time for spooky season, archaeologists have unleashed grisly new information about a real-life vampire, how she spent her last moments. Caller, you're on the air.
We got 2 here,
We got
Bob.
2. We'll take
Hello?
The first one. Oh, hello, caller, you're on the air.
Yes, this is a co-creator of Bob.
Wow, you actually called in.
Wow.
Hey. I just wanted to wish you and the Count... Happy 5th anniversary.
Thanks, Ma. I appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Ma, what's your favorite episode we ever did? I know you don't like to call in, so I'll keep it short.
Yule Cat.
You're speaking the Count Panic's language.
Love to you both.
You too, Ma. Thanks.
and 50 more to go.
Oh, yeah. Don't do it to me. Years? The 50-year outcome of my heart. Catch you later, Ma. Thanks for calling in.
Love
All right.
you.
Thank you, too. Bye. Next caller.
That
You're
was
on
nice
the air.
Of her. We got somebody else? Here we do. Yeah.
Caller. Hello. Yeah, hello, Bob and Count.
Hey, how's it going, sir?
Bill.
Bill.
Yeah, it's Bill, right? Listen, I'm enjoying the show, and I missed you last week. I guess you weren't on last week.
Bill, and I had an unfortunate medical thing come up again, but I'm good now. We're all good. So I'm here, though.
Bill,
that's all that matters.
Next week, Bill Tuesday, he'll be here.
Yeah, Bill, I will not be here next Tuesday. If you listen to Bob After Dark, the only scary thing you're going to hear is modern politic arguing.
Well, probably. I listen to that show once in a while. When I'm down, I listen to that show, so I'm happy after a while.
I appreciate
it. So I didn't. But, you know, like I say, I'm enjoying the show. I don't have any stories, but, you know, just the fact I'm on there to listen when Count Dracula calls, you know.
That's a good answer,
maybe
Bill.
Maybe he'll break the record tonight, Dracula.
Yeah. Oh, maybe Dracula will break the record.
Well, maybe he will, but, I'm glad you're doing okay, Bob. Like I said, last week I had the radio on. I'm listening, and so I figured maybe, you know, something was wrong, so.
Yeah, it's either sports or something's going wrong, Bill, but we're glad to be back here for the 5th anniversary.
Yes, thank you, Bill. We appreciate you calling in.
Well, thank you very much, and happy Halloween to you guys.
Yeah. Hi, you
happy
too, Halloween. Bill. Thank you so much.
Okay, right. Take care.
You too, thank you.
That was nice of Bill to call in. You might as well keep it rocking and rolling with another caller.
Do we have another caller?
We do, yeah.
We are, this is 3 callers away now, I think. Caller, you're on the air.
Why, hello there, Bobo. How are you today?
I'm doing good. Who are you?
Who is the only person in this world that calls you Bobo?
Not many people, but the people on the air don't know that.
I've done a show with you.
I know that, but you didn't call me Bobo on the air then.
Well, Bobo.
Hello, JR.
It is nice to see you on the air.
Yes.
Hello, Bob.
Hello, JR.
Hello, Count. How you doing, buddy?
How's it going, JR? Good to hear from you.
I'd love to see you, too, you know?
Yeah, well, let's see. Well, you're on Jet TV right now.
Or he might be listening on the radio.
Yeah. You might be listening on the radio, yeah.
I'm watching you guys. Don't worry. I'm watching you guys. Bob, congratulations on your 5th anniversary. You as well, Panic.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you. We appreciate that.
Yep. You guys were talking about a human vampire. Is that?
Yeah, I have the. I got the story right here that I'm about to be reading about the real life vampire that was so dangerous she was padlocked inside a grave with a sickle at her neck.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm about to read the whole story here in a moment, so I'm looking forward to it. I you know, it's always interesting when a vampire crypt gets discovered. The last one was in. Where was it? We just talked about it last year. Hold on. It was Poland. The Polish vampire story where they found the head decapitated from the body.
Yeah, I think I remember that one, yeah.
Yes.
I'm getting some Interview with the Vampire vibes with this.
What's that? A vampire talk in general or
no, just you know how the decapitation, the you know, the crypt and all that stuff. It's giving me the taking out of Tom Cruise in Interview with the Vampire.
You are 1,000% correct. That Count, is that one of your favorite vampire flicks?
Yeah, you know what? Of all the vampire flicks, there are many of them.
There are many.
That's got to be up there.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
My favorite would be Dracula Dead and Loving It. But yeah.
That's a good answer with Liam Neeson, my word.
Leslie Nielsen,
thank you.
I get them confused sometimes.
Leslie Nielsen, yeah, nothing like Liam Neeson as a vampire in a comedy.
That'd be great. He has a certain set of skills.
I'm going to find you, and I'm going to suck your blood.
Oh, my goodness.
That'd be great now.
JR, do you got a paranormal experience you'd like to share? I think you've shared all the ones you got on the show when we had you before, right?
I've shared the ones of me in the military, but there is one that my father told me that scared me, to the high heavens. It was he told me about when he was about 5 or 6 years old. He was playing in South Chicago on Colfax, and he would play in this driveway and he would run up and down, and one day he stopped because he saw this figure on a porch. But as he stopped and he stared, his mom was asking, "What are you looking at? What are you looking at?" And he said, "I'm looking at the old lady." She's like, there's no old lady there. But there was a rocking chair, and it was rocking back and forth, and my dad was just stunned, and he's just looking at this figure. And he, the figure was waving to come, you know, come look, you know, come here, come here. And he turned around, the figure was gone, the driveway was gone.
Huh. Wow. How do you explain that, Bob?
That glitch in the Matrix?
Glitch in the Matrix, I don't know, but he said that he vividly remembers that. He was 6 years old, and he told me that he had to be, like, almost 50. Yeah, 50 years old when he told me it, finally.
That's an interesting one, JR. I appreciate you sharing that.
Yeah, that's Southside hauntings.
Yeah, ain't it? Southside's filled with them, I'll tell you that. Well, JR, thank you so much for calling in. Now we're down to three. So that's pretty good.
Are you even going to ask what my favorite candy is? Come on, man.
Tiffany from Wisconsin asked us that. We didn't ask her, but what's your favorite Halloween candy, JR?
Well, now I don't want to answer.
What's your favorite Halloween candy, JR?
Oh, it's from back in the day, man. The Butterfinger BBs. I really wish they'd bring them back.
The Bart Simpson Butterfinger BBs. That was his, he was the spokesperson for it, wasn't he?
Yes, sir.
I remember that. Thanks for calling in, JR. We appreciate you.
Yeah, thanks, JR.
All right, Bobo. All right, panic. Y'all have a good night.
Take care.
Three left, sir. Three callers left. All right, back to you. Anyway, so let's get back to the story. Just in time for spooky season, archaeologists have unleashed a grisly new information about a real-life vampire spent her final moments. An elite female vampire who died something like 350 years ago was first unearthed 2 years ago at a medieval graveyard. This is the one we're talking about, the Poland one.
Okay.
So it's 2 years ago in PN, Poland. Dubbed Zosia, Z-O-S-I-A, by researchers, new illustrations of what the 18-year-old vampress might have looked like suggested that she had fair skin, blue eyes, short hair, and a single protruding incisor tooth. Zosia was also laid to rest with a silk cap on her head, which signifies that she was of a high social status. Professor Darius Polunski, who was the lead researcher on the Zosia with the study partner Magda Zardgokaka, told Daily Mail, it can be assumed that for a reason those burying the women were afraid that she would rise from the grave, and perhaps they feared she was a vampire. Experts believe that the sickle and padlock were fitted into the corpse as a form of double protection for villagers out of the fear that the vampire could rise from the grave, and the sickle would have ensured that she would have been decapitated had she tried to rise from the grave. The sickle was not laid flat, but placed on her neck in such a way that if the deceased had to try to get up, it would have most likely been cut off or injured. The researchers worked with Oscar Nielsen, a facial recognition expert who took a digital scan of the skull and made a copy using a 3D printer. He used clay to mold new muscles on her face as well as silicone to give her new skin. Bone scans examined by medical investigator Dr. Heather Edgar at the University of New Mexico found an abnormality in Sosia's breastbone. The abnormality suggested that she might have had a physical deformity that caused her great pain and marked this person to others in a negative way, being a reason that she probably was feared for being a vampire as she was being sacrificed and buried, Edgar told the New York Times. With the Swedish-Polish wars ensuing during the time of her death, researchers believe that it's possible that Zosia was Swedish and was considered an unwanted outsider. One moment, caller. About 30 or 100 graves were found with signs of being restrained, which ultimately led to the site's nickname, Field of Vampires. So 100 graves have been found in that 2 years. Polinsky said that the cemetery was specifically for people who were excluded from the community. However, all of the graves were left unmarked and there were no written records of the bodies in any of the books we could find with it. Among the graves include a partially exhumed child, a woman with advanced syphilis, a pregnant woman, and a man with child's corpse at his feet. Some of the bodies were turned face down, some were weighed down with stones, and others had coins in their mouths. Ways to protect from the return of the dead, including cutting off hands or legs, placing the deceased face down to bite into the ground, burning them, smashing them with a stone, Blisky told the Daily Mail. So she had a sickle over her neck, suggests that she was feared the most by those who killed her. According to the Smithsonian Magazine, Eastern Europeans initially became fearful of vampires in the 11th century, believing that some people who would claw their way out of the grave as a blood-sucking monster that terrorized the living. And by the 17th century, unusual burial practices became... Oh, yes.
Bob, I'm sorry to bother you here, but there's something in the window. What is that?
Who's out in our... Who is at our door?
What is that?
Somebody's at our door. I don't know what that is.
What is that? It's like a balloon.
It looks like a balloon. You want to go get the door and I'll continue reading the...
I don't know, Bob. What do you think?
Somebody's knocking at the door and I don't like it.
It's like a creature.
You should probably go make sure we're not going to die.
Bob, I don't know. There's a creature out there, I think.
Yeah, this is the first time we've ever had somebody show up at our studio before unannounced. This is different. Again, 5-year anniversary and all. I'll finish the article as Count runs away. Bolinski and the researchers plan to return for more excavations, including a nighttime excavation using fluorescent lighting that can uncover new bones. And the latest finding about the real-life vampire are the subject of a new 2-part documentary called Field of Vampires, which will air tonight, apparently, or which was yesterday over there, I guess, in Poland tonight on Sky History, and I will do my best to try to track that down because that is totally right up my alley. There is a massive something coming into my studio by a human being that I can't see. There is...
Bob, it's a Yeti. The Yeti. Bob, what is this? Hold on. What the heck is that? It's a Yeti, Bob. That's the Yeti.
That's the Yeti.
Bob, what's going on there? What's he
doing? Oh, my God.
What's going on, Bob? What is this?
Oh, why is there a Yeti?
It's a Yeti, Bob.
With
balloons. There it goes. Look, he's dancing off the camera. How about that,
huh?
Wow.
Oh, my God. We have a special guest in the studio, the Yeti, and...
We got Chuck here. We got to get Chuck
Chuck
out.
Poland, WJOB legend here. Chuck, we got to behave, but I'll consider this a call-in.
Well, we got somebody on the phone.
Take the phone. How many do we got on the phone?
We got one on the phone.
One. Right. Let's take the one first. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, caller. Sorry, you got here and there's a Yeti in my studio.
Oh, this is Tony's mom.
Hi. How's it going?
Panic's mom here.
Yeah, I just want to call to tell you that I want to say happy anniversary, and I always enjoyed your show. And I loved hearing about the spooky stuff you talk about.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
She likes the Bigfoot episodes, which
this is ironic that you're on the phone with me right now with a version of the Bigfoot right here with me.
We're going to get this Yeti on camera there, but.
Yeah, so that's all I want to do. I don't have any stories, but happy anniversary, Bob.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. Two callers left before the record, I suppose.
Everybody's mother's calling in here today, too.
Yeah, that's great. I have with me one of our unique analysts here at WJOB, Chuck Poland's here. You guys remember him from the Haunted Northwest Indiana episode we did some years ago with Chuck, with Pete Grice with Northwest Indiana Paranormal. And I'm also here with the Yeti.
A man of few words.
Yes, man of zero words. Hello, Yeti. That's great. I'm gonna remember that face. Yeti. Chuck, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good. Chuck, welcome to the studio. Thank you for bringing the this thing with you.
I was driving down Klein Avenue and I was looking for the lady in white, and then this thing asked me for a ride. He said he had some balloons for you. So.
I sincerely appreciate this. That's it's absolutely wonderful. Thank you for the balloons, and thank you for picking up the Yeti on Klein Avenue. I didn't know that was one of the legends.
This is a new urban legend. We're starting tonight.
The Yeti of Northwest Indiana.
Yeti of Klein Avenue.
The Yeti of Klein Avenue.
Well, I want to ask Chuck a couple of things. We do have a caller here, too.
Just take the
call. Are we down? Is this the record breaker?
Well, no. This will be the second to the last one. We're tying the record.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the air.
Bob.
Help.
Good to hear from you.
Ah, it's good to hear from you, caller. Who are you?
It's Frank, buddy.
Oh, hey, Frank. How's it going, man? You sound like you're in a quiet, secluded place.
Well, you know, that's usually where I am when I'm talking to you. We beat the record yet, or what?
You've tied the record, so we're one away from breaking it.
All right, cool. Awesome.
Helping
good
the
stuff.
Cause.
Thank you for calling in. You actually called. Do you have a question for the Yeti? Because I have the Yeti standing right next to me, okay. And I'm not joking.
Does he like spaghetti?
Do you like spaghetti?
He had spaghetti for dinner.
He had spaghetti for dinner.
I made him spaghetti when I was picking him up.
That's amazing.
There you go.
Thanks, Frank, for calling in. We appreciate it.
He's Italian.
Later. Yeah.
Who knew the Yeti was Italian?
It's a Yeti.
The Yeti. The Yeti. You know, the Yeti is from Himalaya folklore, folks, not Italy.
It's all one big thing. We have Himalayas in northern Italy, too, so he just gets lost sometimes.
That's fair.
I got to say, for Chuck, though, Chuck, you know, you love Halloween. This is your Christmas, would you say?
It is.
What makes Halloween so special?
No, I think, you know what, it's the sort of just the energy. I mean, I was thinking about even, you know, even like on Halloween, it's so nice that you get to meet people and get to share different things.
You're trying to pick your nose there, I think.
Yeah. but no, it's just, it's nice. You know, it's just one of those fun times of the year. It's kind of like Christmas for us, but, you know, it's, I don't know. It's just, it's a fun time of year. Fall is a fun time. It's fun. You know, I was telling you earlier, Bob, I went on a ghost tour this weekend. I went on a ghost tour this weekend with Mike McDowell. It was a great tour of, Lake County.
And how'd that go for you?
It was
great. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, we did the North County tour, so we went to the Little Red Schoolhouse, and they were fantastic. And we stopped in Munster, and we stopped at my old stomping grounds, Kaler Middle School, where
we visited
Agnes Kaler.
How fun is that?
Yeah,
that's a big one.
That's a big one too.
I do think now, Bob.
We have a record.
Record breaking.
This
call.
Is the record breaking phone
it,
call.
Though?
Who is it?
We'll find out.
Caller, you're on the air for a most exciting person. You broke the record of my most calls ever on the show.
Oh, hey there. Happy anniversary, Bob.
It's James from Peoria.
There you go.
Hello, James from Peoria.
Well, hey, how's it going, guys? Hey,
doing James. Good. That you. This is a fitting person to break the record.
I did it intentionally, I won't lie.
So you just sat there waiting by the phone to call in?
Yes, I did.
Do you have any questions for the Yeti?
Is he a little warm in the studio right now? Shouldn't he be in like a cold climate?
Are you a cold-blooded Yeti?
He was expecting it. He came to the region thinking it'd be like 50 degrees, and it's 80 degrees.
It's 80
today.
Degrees. You came to the wrong place, man.
He's shitzing a little bit here.
Can you say that on the radio?
You can say schwitzing, yes.
You missed the guy swearing on the phone early.
We heard it. We make sure you cut that out of the podcast.
Yeah.
I'll handle that. Don't worry.
You know, he's wearing a shirt that says y'all Yeti for this.
So, James, you've been a fan of the show since day one. And you've been on several times. What is your favorite episode moment?
When he was on.
I really liked the episode we did on the cursed cars. I think that's got to be my favorite one.
That's good one. A good one. And I brought up that's James Dean's car, and then we had Lincoln's death train. We had that on there.
Yep.
Some Phantom Lights car stuff too.
Yep, the cursed car of Franz Ferdinand.
That's another one.
The band?
No,
the man that started World War One.
The guy who started World War One.
Yeah, well, yes. He didn't start it. It was kind of his fault.
All right, it's not a history show.
Yeah.
What do you mean this isn't a history show?
Not a war.
We're like a history, like the bare minimum
history,
of what we are.
I guess.
The only reason why we exist is because we are a history.
The history of the Yeti, I guess.
I would call it para-history, at least.
Look, man, I talk about dates. I'm talking about ancient Poland here and killing vampires.
Yeah.
So anyway, James, what is your, I don't know, do you have a favorite
candy.
Halloween candy? Because apparently I'm supposed to be asking that.
A favorite Halloween candy? It's honestly a toss-up between Reese's Peanut Butter Cups and Three Musketeers Midnight.
Nice.
Ooh, interesting.
Midnight, I've never even, what
it's
is that?
Dark chocolate.
Oh, it's dark chocolate.
Dark
That's
chocolate
even better. I like dark chocolate.
Oh, they're amazing.
James, we're going to be planning an investigation soon, correct, Amundo?
Yes, sir.
All right. You want to tell the folks real quick, don't go into depth about it, but where are we going?
We are going to a very isolated haunted cemetery that's actually where I got my start into paranormal investigating all the way back in 2002.
I was a wee lad in 2002, but it's I'm looking forward to being there, James. And we'll talk more about that when we secure a date and everything.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Can't wait.
Thank you for calling.
Is it a couple of bachelors going to the cemetery?
There's a few of us going.
A few bachelors
going to a grove.
Oh, yes.
Thanks for calling in, James.
Yep, congratulations, buddy.
Thank you so much.
You'll have fun
you.
Out there. That's
yes.
Good point.
All right,
we beat it, but you know what?
We might as well keep beating it. Caller, you're on the air.
How you doing, Bobo?
I'm doing good. Who is this?
This is John with Ecto IL3. I wanted to call in and congratulate you.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Also figured while I'm on the road on my way to work where I normally am listening, I'm going to give you a little travel report from Cuba Road up here in Barrington.
Oh, my God, yes. The Bin Goblin story. Are you are you familiar with the Bin Goblin of Cuba Road?
No, but I'm familiar with the Mine Goblin of South Cicero.
Yes, but anyway, what's going on in Cuba Road right now?
All quiet right now. I haven't seen anything the last few nights, but you know, with coming up close to Halloween and the veil getting thinner, you never know.
The veil is, that's a good point. The veil, Bob.
The veil, report. We're paper thin right now. Yes. Well, John, do you have any questions for the Yeti? I got him here at the studio with me.
Let's see. Question for the Yeti. What is the average flight speed of an unladen European swallow?
Make them think. 10, he's saying.
10?
Ten.
How many fingers does he have?
Do you have 5?
Yeah, so 10?
Yes. So 10 miles? 10,000 miles. 1,000 miles. We'll never know. Thanks for calling in, John. We appreciate you.
Take care, guys. Congrats.
Appreciate you.
What's the Yeti's favorite candy, I wonder?
I don't know if Yeti's allowed to eat chocolate.
Really?
It's like with dogs.
What's your favorite candy, Chuck?
I like all kinds of candy.
What about candy corn? What's your stance on candy
corn? I think it's gotten a bad rap, if we're being honest. Yeah. I don't think there's just like black licorice. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. Everybody's got their own taste.
Yeah.
This is a incredibly nice surprise, guys. I appreciate that.
You should take your break because the Yeti has to go to bed.
Guys, we'll take a quick break. I think the Yeti needs to get back on ice.
Is this the last we'll see of Chuck?
Yeah, so is
Chuck, call in not next week. You'll probably be here or at least dealing with something with your next Tuesday. You'll be Bob After Dark next week, I'm
sure,
right?
That's a different show.
Are you here for election results?
No, I'm not allowed to come in for those either. I'm banned from that show, just like this show. I'm banned from every show. Maybe I'll stop in with the Yeti during election night.
You can interrupt that show.
Vote for the Yeti party.
I hear is the up and coming other choice party.
Right in Yeti on Tuesday.
That's what you might be. Never mind. I'm not going to say it, folks. Thank you so much for thanks for that, and thank you, Yeti. We're going to take a quick break, live fans. We'll be right back into the podcast, fans. Stick around. You're about to be hearing words from a show that you should be listening to. Stay tuned.
I gotta queue up a song, I guess.
No. You don't have to. I'll fix it in post. It's all good.
Stick around.
Welcome to Ghostly.
Pat, what are you doing?
What? I want people to know that we're a podcast that takes a deep dive into some of the scariest ghost stories.
But we don't do the creepy voices or weird sound effects. We debate the ghost stories. And aren't you supposed to be the skeptic?
I am, but they'll find that out once they listen.
Look, all you have to do is tell them to listen to Ghostly, and that our listeners get to decide which stories are real.
And which stories are just old folklore.
Exactly.
Download Ghostly wherever you find great podcasts.
Oh, jeez.
And we're back, folks. Count, what'd you do during break?
Wow, Bob, that was a lot going on there. During the break, though, I had a great conversation with the Yeti. Off camera.
Do you speak Yeti?
I do a little bit. I used to be fluent in it, but it's been a while. But You know, what a great guy the Yeti is.
Him and Chuck coming in was a good surprise.
And, well, you got balloons. Laura's balloons a little bit there.
Yeah. We got some balloons, which was really nice.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary balloon. That's great.
What is that? Look at that.
It's like I love that. 10 out of 10. Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate that. It's very lovely.
What did you do, Bob?
You know, I tried learning like how to communicate with the Yeti. Yeah. And so we had a good communication skill going on with just kind of like hand motions but not sign language, you know?
Yeah.
All I got out of it was that he was warm.
He was a little toasty, I could tell. But thanks to Yeti and Chuck. And Bob, thanks to you as well. I know we're in our 5th anniversary. It is Halloween upon us. The veil is at its thinnest.
It's literally the veil's at its thinnest.
We are in it.
Yeah, I got you a little present I brought back from West Virginia a couple weeks ago, guys. As you know, I was at the Point Pleasant, West Virginia. And I was at the Mothman Museum, and over there they have the exclusive Mothman root beer.
Mothman root beer.
I was going to bring it in to surprise Count with it last week for our anniversary. I bought a couple bottles, and one of which is for him. And yes.
Now I didn't know if I should keep it or drink it. I'm going to keep the bottle.
You're going to keep the bottle. It's the best root beer.
It's
the best root beer I've ever had in my life, and that says a lot because I've Spotted Cow. Shrekers is great.
I think I'm with you on that.
That's the best root beer I've ever had. It's brewed locally right by Point Pleasant, West Virginia.
Very good.
And it's only made there. And only sold there. So we went and Vix and I had we had it on tap each because the tour, I don't know what the store is called. It was like a trading outpost that's connected to the museum. They have it on draft and the museum's got it in bottles. So I made sure Count got a bottle for himself and I got one to save for our 10-year.
Well,
here,
cheers to 5
Cheers.
Years.
I don't have mine, but I got water. Cheers, my friend. I have a last story for us for the night, I don't really have a lore. We were going to talk a little bit about Halloween, I'll finish with that.
Okay.
Our last news story and our guess whatever it might be, from Marka. I don't know how real this is, but it's an interesting story that is interesting. Okay, this is from Marka. Chinese scientist revived brain that has been dead for over 50 minutes. This is written by Austin Caldwell. A new milestone in science has been reached by a group of researchers from China, led by Zhaoxun He. He has gone one step further in the study of the brain. It was years ago that the possibility of reviving brain activity in a pig after it's been dead for hours was demonstrated. This challenged theories about the irreversibility of brain death. The results have been published in EMBO Molecular Medicine and speak of the resuscitation of a pig's brain almost an hour after its blood circulation had ceased. These studies, in addition to involving the brain, are closely related to the reaction of the liver in the body and how this organ could influence brain recovery. The experiment was carried out with a group of 17 Tibetan pigs. Don't know why they picked Tibetan. Here is a lot of long scientific words that I'm going to butcher.
Do your best.
But the term ischemia is the key to understanding this event. Ischemia, or ischemia, is the deprivation of oxygen and nutrients to the brain due to the inaction of the heart. Thanks to this research, the introduction of the liver into this cauciary means that a window of possibilities opens up. When conducting these experiments, they found that by including the liver in the activity, the brain's reaction came to recover its electrical activity. Those brains that were not assisted with the liver deteriorated very rapidly, showing inflammation, cellular damage, and decreased electrical activity. However, liver-assisted brains showed less inflammation, healthier neurons within restored brainwaves. This is because within the action of the liver, the organ regulates inflammation to the brain, provides an alternative energy source for the brain, while the hypoxic moment is occurring. In addition to the success of the study, another significant finding was revealed, recovering that the recovery of the brains after going through this situation as the conditions were improved in which recovery would take place due to a low presence of genes linked to cell death and inflammation. It's a lot of words at
That's
the end.
That's a lot of big words,
but
Bob.
They have brought back a brain that has been dead for 50 minutes, scientists have.
Yeah.
Hashtag panic steak.
Bob, that's amazing, because they always say, right, it can't be for too long, but 50 minutes.
I don't want to know what's coming back. No. I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. Assuming that, apparently this is real, by the way, but apparently Count Panic. I don't know how much I trust something coming back from the dead after 50 minutes. A couple of minutes, yeah. You have your near-death experiences. My mother is the person closest to my life that's had an actual near-death experience. You know, like, those are things that happen. Can you imagine a near-death experience after being dead for 50 minutes?
No.
What you're coming back from?
Yeah.
You know, that might not be all human that comes back, man. Remember, there's a certain level of mysticism to life, and life eventually needs to end. That's just the way the universe works. It's sad, it sucks, it's terrible, but it's what needs to be done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You following me?
I'm following you, Doug.
Yeah, I just... bringing something back after that, that's asking for trouble, man. That's asking for potential apocalyptic situations, in my opinion.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, no, I agree with you, Bob. I mean, 50 minutes just seems very unnatural at that
point. No, and that's the thing. What are you reverting?
I don't know.
You know, they say brain dead happens, you know, if people have been resuscitated after, like, what is it, 5 minutes, and they're considered brain dead, mm-hmm. I think. You know, I guess in that situation, this would be useful, but I don't know, man. It's time, and you got to go through the process, but trying to revive after 50 minutes and your soul is gone, there is no life left in the vessel, it's kind of scary,
man.
Makes
you ponder.
100%.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We were acknowledging our pondering. Yeah.
Yes, we were pondering. Yeah. Anyway, so don't like it.
Nope.
So, Count, it's interesting that our 5-year anniversary is here during the Halloween season. Remember, guys, the history of Halloween of Samhain started over 2,000 years ago with the Celts in the area that is now Ireland, and celebrated this year on November 1st over there, and then we have it October 31st here. It is the day that marked the end of summer and the harvest of the beginning of the cold, dark cold winter, a time of year that was often associated with human death. Celts believe that on the night before the new year, the boundary between worlds and the living and the dead become blurred. And on the night of October 31st, they celebrated Samhain, not Samhain, even though that's what it looks like. It's Samhain, when it was believed that the ghosts could be returned to Earth. So on this day of our kind of our 5-year anniversary count, we broke a record, and just like Halloween, we keep ticking.
I tell you, you know, it's 5 years ago, Bob. We started, of course, in October, but yet the idea
this is kind of sort of our 6th year. So, by the way, everybody, it's hard to determine when Bob After Dark started. So, what I mean it by that is, Count and I spent a year doing this on the radio only, about a year and some change
before we moved over to
before we did
video.
Started doing podcasting. So,
podcasting
we were only accessible in literally the markets that could go and track down the video, you know, and that quick.
It was like people were selling the videos on the street because they wanted to get a
they wanted a copy.
Yeah,
so it's
tapes.
I don't like the, plus we had the pandemic, you know, so that like. We didn't really do anything during. I did the show from home, but it was not the quality. It was missing a certain spice of life, you know.
But you know what? And don't forget, Bob. Too Bob. Even before it came here, you were just a Facebook Live show.
Yeah, but it wasn't like this.
No,
Bob After Dark started off in my bedroom.
Yeah, it was your bedroom. You were the first, podcaster.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that.
And now here I am. Yeah. 5 years later, this is my career, and it's kind of cool to say that out loud.
But you came to me during the summertime there 5 years ago.
Pierogi Fest,
so
and like, we figured out how
I
we could
like
do this.
I would like to bring a show here. We were like, okay, let's get everything on board here. We crossed our T's. We dotted our I's. And then a couple months later, boom, October hits. You're on the air 5 years later. Oh, my goodness.
And I remember the first episode, I was whispering, talking about vampires.
Why were you whispering?
I look back at it, and I remember I was trying really desperate to sound really interesting.
The whole show, though.
You know, sexy on the radio, right? And, I don't think that lasted very long. If I could go back and rethink when the...
I wonder if we could.
Don't. We're good, man. I'm good. I don't need that. I really right, don't.
We'll keep talking.
But it's interesting to have, and it's interesting to note, and how long I was keeping up with the whispers. And, you know, guys, the past couple years of the show have been kind of hectic. You know, between Dad being gone and just the entire life I've been going through this year, it's been rough. It is not easy doing content creation, and it's not easy juggling, you know, 50 things on top of your show, you know. And at one point I was working full time plus Bob After Dark plus taking care of my dad and my mom. It was plus balancing my life with Vix. It's just, it was nuts, you know. And so there's times that I've fallen short as a content creator, and I, you know, I guess I could take this up as me being like sad, right? And, you know, whatever, and apologize to you guys, but I think you get it. I really do. And the people that have stuck around with me all this time have been incredibly supportive. I don't know, man. It's so weird that I was at I was up in Winthrop Harbor a couple days ago doing the shout out to the Red Door Haunt. And the guy knew me from my show all the way up there on the border of Wisconsin. I had people knowing who I was out in Watseka, Illinois at the Watseka house. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, people knew me walking into that. And it's a weird, weird thing to be saying out loud that, like, here I am and I make a difference in people's lives. You guys listen to me, and I really appreciate that. And, you know, remember, Bob After Dark is more than just me. The show, the name Bob After Dark was started just because, and I didn't think of a better name. That was my show when I was on Facebook, was the Bob After Dark thing, and it just kind of continued over to here, and that's where we're at now.
I know this is not the official. This is like about a month after the fact, but, you know, a little taste of what the early years were like. Here, let's see if I can play that.
You found an early episode?
Yeah, let's see if it works. Does that have a sound?
I miss my old desk. I'm watching guys on the computer. It's,
well, you can see yourself there.
I can see on the screen over there. Yeah,
I don't know why it's not showing the sound there, but you can see basically is the old.
I had props. I remember when I used to have props.
Oh.
Are you okay?
I think I knocked my own sound out.
Did you knock my sound out?
No, I knocked my sound out.
Okay, we're good.
But you can kind of see. You can see Bob there in his old element. Bob, there's a lot of props on that desk, too.
I haven't had a prop in a while. Yeah. Pandemic hit and no props, and then I just got lazy and didn't bring them back.
I mean, you had the ghost. What was that ghost's name?
Charlie.
Charlie, you had the Morton salt. You had the on-air
mic. I have the cement.
Holy
big
water?
Foot?
The steak? That's
the steak?
Vintage Bob
yep.
right there. Vintage Rob. Bob.
Vintage
but you
Rob.
Probably weren't whispering. Oh, I didn't even have a cape back then. Look at that.
No cape. Oh, my goodness. Look
sweater.
At you.
How about that, Bob?
Bury you in your cape, man.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Ain't it? So thanks for 5 years, Count.
Yeah, Bob. You know, it's been the journey. And oh, that's not me. That's me right there. As the journey goes, what did your mom say? 50 more years of Bob After Dark.
Oh,
you got 50
if,
more
you
years
know, the universe is willing. I'll be around as long as you guys want me around.
50 years of Bob.
This has been the biggest year for us yet, hands down. I mean, I'm like legitimately turning a profit for the first time
there
in a lot. Like, good money. And I'm impressed by that.
Yeah.
It's great. This is just realistically up to this point, you know, when you get a car and you hit that 100,000 miles, people, you know, get scared and they're like, well, is it going to die? No. You just broke in the car at 100,000. So we've just been kind of breaking in with Bob. We've been breaking in what Bob After Dark was for the past 5 years. And Count and I are just getting started, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Until Count's like, this is my last episode, Bob.
Today. No,
today.
Bob, again, congrats. 5 years.
Congrats to you, man.
We got a few thank yous, right? Got to thank the listeners.
Yes, thank the listeners. I got to thank my mom. Thank Tiff. Appreciate you for being supportive throughout all of this.
The callers.
John every week's calling in.
Yeah, John every week. And callers. And, you know, not everybody calls in. They just like to listen.
So all the listeners all around
the
world.
Video. You got to thank them all.
WJOB and
WJOB, Jed.
Thank you so much for having us here as your home. Memoriam Development,
yeah.
Nick Magaragas, Patrick Harrington, and Rebecca Harris, all of them. Patrick Harrington, Rebecca. Jeez, I'm screwing myself up here. Just Pat and Rebecca from Ghostly Podcast, Nick from Memoriam Development. As Steve, Steve's one I got to thank. That's a co-host right there. That's part of the family.
Yeah.
Anthony, I know we're not, you know, whatever. I know you won't ever hear
Very
this.
Very crucial through those years.
Just know that I think about you every day, man, and I hope you're doing good.
Wolfie?
Wolfie's going to be making an appearance on the stream Saturday.
Great.
Yes.
You got to kill. He could take over for you when you got to take a little nap. Just put Wolfie out
something
there.
Something like
you
that.
You could make it done. But everybody in general. It takes an army to make this happen.
It does. And so anyway, guys, thanks for 5 years. This is not normally how the show is structured by any means, but it was kind of a party.
Halloween.
Night. Yeah, it's Halloween. It's a party.
You going trick-or-treating?
No, I don't know what's going on in 31st yet, but we'll figure that out. I'm just going to do my thing.
That should be the one day you get to relax, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, maybe not.
But Count, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no, thanks. Thanks for being here.
And folks, thank you for watching and listening to 5 years of Bob After Dark. On behalf of me and Count Bank, we just want to wish all of you sweet dreams to my mom, Mom, I just want to wish you sweet dreams, and Dad, wherever you are in the universe, I hope you're happy, comfortable doing whatever it is that you want to be doing, and to Tiff, no matter where you are in the world, I hope you have the sweetest dreams of them all. Good night, everybody, and I will see you in 2 weeks when I'm back from my my little break that I'm going to be desperately needing. So, see you guys soon. Thanks for 5 years.
You didn't do the final phrase, right?
Oh, God, yes. Not all who wander are lost, and as above, so below. Until next time.
Memoriam Development.